Advent at Gardner Webb University for Sunday, December 18th. Written and read by Rachel Bradley, Secretary, Department of Religious Studies and Philosophy, and School of Divinity student.
Our lives usually don't go according to our plans. My life has been a series of things that I thought should have worked out in a certain way, but didn't. I was going to go to this university and graduate and get this job and marry this guy. Perhaps Mary had similar thoughts. For better or for worse, she was going to marry Joseph, and they were going to start a family and do the things that all first century couples did. But we don't talk about the other first century couples. We talk about Mary and Joseph, because God took their normal, ordinary, first century lives and made them into something extraordinary. I've always admired Joseph. His part in the Jesus narratives is small, but his actions speak volumes. He had a plan for his life too: improve his trade as a carpenter, get married, and have a family, just like every other first century man. But God had a different plan for his life too. When Joseph discovered that Mary was pregnant, he could have reacted a number of ways, but even before he received a message from God, he was already prepared to take honorable actions. He became the earthly father of the Son of God, who was also a kind, loving, compassionate, self-sacrificing, honorable man. Yes, these traits are characteristic of God, but I imagine it was Joseph who taught Jesus how to embody these qualities on earth. And it was Joseph who taught him how to make something wonderful and useful out of a regular piece of wood. And at some point, Joseph taught Jesus how to let go, and how it felt to lose someone who had invested so much in his life, especially when he could have chosen not to. Perhaps his earthly father's example helped Jesus to be able to accept God's call on his own life as well, and to be able to say, "Not my will, but your will be done." Mary and Joseph both faced a decision in their lives. Do we ignore the words of the heavenly messenger, or do we accept what God has planned for our lives? Living out God's call on our lives can be messy. We do not always understand the plan that God has for our lives. Sometimes we struggle with our call. But what if Mary and Joseph had not accepted the call that God had on their lives, the call to be the earthly parents of the Savior of the world? When God intervened in their lives, Mary and Joseph would never be the same. Yes, so often God's plan for our lives is very different from the plans that we have for ourselves, but the plans of God can bring a satisfaction and contentment that the plans we make for ourselves never could. God is still in the business of taking ordinary lives and turning them into something extraordinary. May we accept His call and His will, just as Mary, Joseph, and Jesus did.